Out today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing the crop production number for the U.S. as well as the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report. And we're joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, as we look at the U.S. numbers, what did traders think of the latest estimates?
Well, the market being down this hard was a really good indicator of what they thought of it. It was a big surprise, a very big surprise. The corn yield was expected to drop. The average guess was 164.5 bushels an acre. Well, the USDA said it was 168.8 bushels an acre. So over 4 bushels bigger than the average guess and bigger than the highest guess. So that was an extremely big surprise. In July, they said 166.8. So they actually upped it. Everybody was looking for a decrease, and the fact that it was a real big surprise. Same thing for soybeans. They increased it to 46.9 bushels an acre, where the average guess was 44.7 bushels. Last month, they were at 46. So in corn and beans, both the USDA increased it when pretty much everybody in the industry was expecting a decrease for the yield. Now, when they increase yield, that increases production, and that production increases ending stocks. And so there were some surprises for next year's ending stock, the 15-16 ending stocks. For corn, it was just under 300 million metric tons, bigger than expected at 1.713 billion bushels. The soybeans were 470 million bushels, which was 170 million bushels than the average guess. So if the average guess was 301 million and it was released at 470 million, that's 170 million bushel difference, which is pretty much unheard of. Wheat ending stocks for the 15-16 year were 850 million. The estimate was 858. So nothing really big on the wheat ending stocks. Now on the world level, corn, old crop corn, a little bit. I would call it neutral. Not any real big surprises for corn, beans, or wheat for the old crop. But for the new crop, they increased it from the average guess by about 7 million metric tons, up to 195.09. That also increases it from last month by about 1 million metric tons. Beans, they actually tightened by about 3 million tons, and then wheat, they increased it by about 3 million. So the overall report, the reason why I was down, though, was because the surprise yield increase where everybody was expecting a pretty big decrease.
Justin, how long do you think this report will weigh on the market?
I would say that by tomorrow it'll be over with. Now the lingering effects will be what the market broke down technically. When the markets make new lows, you know the fundamentals are about half the picture and the technicals are about half the picture. So this fundamental change changes the charts, which now the chart guys will have a different kind of a different playbook now that the markets are making new lows. So I would say that maybe the next 2 or 3 days, by next week, we'll be already looking at next month's report. And then, of course, the weather at this time of year is always an impact. So let's just say a day or two, and then it'll be over with.
Okay. And Justin, for people looking for more information, more insight from you, how can they get a hold of you?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis, KIS Futures, joining us on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.